This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the holiday hangover, and we haven't even gotten to New Year's yet. Of all those gifts we bought online, many are being returned now. You know, he swore a medium would fit, but now we know it should have been an XL. For the post office, 600 million packages were delivered between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and if history is a guide here, about 10% will be returned. Sally Herships has more.
It's not just you and that special Christmas sweater. Satish Jindal is president of ShipMatrix, a research and consulting firm on transportation logistics. According to his calculations, 62 million packages will be returned in January. And he says the Postal Service will be helping with more than 50 million of them. That includes packages consumers send, as well as returns the USPS helps FedEx and UPS make. He says the USPS has an advantage.
By far, they are the largest because they go to every address every day.
Jindal says, just remember how many packages the USPS delivered before the holidays. Returns are a lot easier. Jarrett Streben is founder of EasyPost. It helps e-commerce companies get their packages shipped.
The other nice thing about returns is they're not date sensitive.
Streben says after the holidays, the Postal Service is also handling new deliveries from all those gift cards and holiday cash.
People have extra money after the holidays, and so they buy more stuff online.
Which the USPS knows. It's hired an additional 30,000 seasonal workers. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.